You are listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News.
Hola, my name is William Gustavo Franklin Torres. I teach art appreciation courses, the art of cinema, at McNally Smith College of Music, and I like to make art exhibits happen in town. Tonight, Hoy por la Noche, is the opening of Cine Latino. In San Antonio, Maine, theater, they have the screening of the first film out of 17 films. It's called Summer 1993. It's a film from Spain. It's in Catalan with subtitles in English. And the director is going to be here, Carla Simón. It's a story of a girl called Frida, who is an orphan. And is trying to find a home, a sense of home in the house of her uncle. I like to, as a cinephile, as a person in love with cinema, I like to believe these films are truly universal films. So even though we call it, you know, Cine Latino, it appeals to a larger mass, a larger population. So I think everybody will enjoy these films, regardless of your nationality. You can see Summer 1993 tonight at 7 at San Antonio Main Theater in Minneapolis. Cine Latino runs until Sunday.
Hi, my name is Jessica Dandona, and I teach art history at the Minneapolis College of Art and Design. The best thing that I've seen lately is Bobby Rogers' show, The Blacker the Berry, at Public Functionary. This particular series is a collection of portraits. The portraits include 10 figures, all of whom are of African descent, wearing various kinds of regalia, gold jewelry, beautiful brocades, stunning velvets. Each of them is approximately life size, so when you're looking at them in the gallery, you're looking up at them a little bit, and they're kind of magnificently looming over you in a really wonderful way. I think the thing that's interesting to me is that Rogers really mobilizes a whole range of references here. He seems to be thinking about Orientalist painting, for example, as well as 19th century photographs of African kings and other kind of anthropological images, really thinking about the whole way that the black body and black individuals have been pictured in Western art and also in American art in particular. And he's really transforming that. He's kind of reversing it and turning it around so that he appropriates all of the kind of majesty and the magnificence of other forms of art making, like, let's say, Renaissance portraiture. And now he transforms what were once images of oppression into images of magnificence and power. And he also does this really interesting thing where he doesn't give us the figure's pupils. Instead, they're filled with a kind of star pattern so that as we are looking at them, they seem to somehow exist outside of our time as if they're seeing something that we can't see. You can see Bobby Rogers' show, The Blacker the Berry, at Public Functionary in Minneapolis through November 25th.
Hi, I'm Ryan Bowers, Community Engagement Director at Zeitgeist in Duluth. I'm really excited for the season 4 finale of Take It With You. Take It With You is a live radio theater podcast from Duluth, Minnesota. It's really kind of a new generation of ridiculously good radio theater. So the show, the final show, is a Thanksgiving musical. It's a full-on original radio musical based around the Thanksgiving story. My wife and I promised that we would go to every single episode, and I leave there just energized and having experienced some really great live theater. You can see the finale of Take It With You on Tuesday, November 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Underground Theater in Duluth. Or if you can't make it, I would encourage you to download the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and I promise you it'll make your life 100 times better.